Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a more than generous donation from SD MGTOW. This is the first of two videos that I'll be making for him. For this one, I wanted to share a post from the goingyourownway.com forum, which I've linked to in the description. It's a great place for men going their own way to share different topics. This post was written by someone named Grave Mind, and here's what he has to say. I made the realization that every culture and religion traditionally has had some form of regulation to control the chaos of women. We've tried a great women's liberation experiment in the West, and look where it's gotten us. Now, I'm certainly not saying that things should actually be like they are in the Middle East, or that violence against women shouldn't be socially ostracized and, of course, illegal and prosecuted. However, I think if we're being honest with ourselves, the untamed essence of womanhood is defined by its lawlessness and chaos. Of course, there are also things that need to be done to rein men in, such as marriage. One can, of course, argue that women need marriage today in this way more than men do. But it is clear that a successful society is one which has successfully reined in female chaos. Unless properly conditioned, women are naturally self-serving, unrestrained beings. It is clear that they need to be tamed by masculine structures of order and proper etiquettes for the betterment of all of us. As the decades have rolled on, we've lifted more and more restrictions for women. But they've run amok for decades and have amassed almost all of the cultural and societal control. And now we're in complete chaos. To be honest, men can't find feminine women who are polite, and our fertility rate in the West has plummeted lower than the replacements. 21% of Gen Z now identify as LGBTQ, of some sort, and the idea is now common with men that they can get pregnant. Up until the 50s or 60s, the West was largely run on the ideologically masculine logic and reason. We built up structures and got the best results. I just think that until women are in some sense contained, and let's say inescapably encouraged to become pleasant, wifely beings, we won't see deep prosperity again in the West, let alone in the world. At this point, I honestly support anything that makes things harder for women within reason. I think that we need to start putting up enough barriers and deterrents to their masculine ambitions, so that they will eventually realize that their best bet is to learn how to provide value to a man, and integrate into a family structure. This may seem harsh, but the truth is that no one is happier in this new model. And I think this is the only way forward in the domain of family satisfaction, which is core to humankind. Well, SD MGTOW, thanks for the donation and thank you, Grave Mind, for these comments. I think the title of your post should not have been, "Women are defined by their need to be controlled." I think that's wrong, and I'll discuss why in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now back to We're Crazy If We Think That Equality Will Work in the Long Run Clown World show. The men in the past knew that there was no way to give women the same rights as men within reason. It was all or nothing. Either men go back to ruling things with an iron fist and limiting women's freedoms, or women rise up in the ranks to knock civilization down to its core. I believe in the principle of equality in theory, but clearly there are problems with it in practice. I believe most men want equality between the sexes, but historically it leads to disaster. In my early 20s, I started a 5-year-long relationship with equality, but left it because I didn't want to be controlled. I was deeply, deeply disappointed that she didn't respect my time and wishes, and that she was slowly creeping into control. When she realized that I couldn't be controlled, she quickly proposed that I get married to her and suggested that I put her name on my bank account. It was a pure power play, and it backfired. When love fails to control men, women find the need to control us through the threat of being sent to divorce courts. I don't feel hate when women act like this, but disappointment instead, because they didn't live up to my expectations. They also need to control men's perception of women. They need to control how and what we think about them, because they know once the truth comes out, we won't tolerate getting stomped under their boots. After all that, now ancient song says that one of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. We control ourselves through love long enough to make enough mistakes, so we get controlled through the threat of the family courts, as well as shame and social consequences. Women feel the need to control our thoughts online to make sure our behavior falls in line with what they require. They've always needed to control our minds throughout history. If they didn't, then they never would have survived because our bodies provide them value. We, on the other hand, needed to control their bodies for reproduction. We used our bodies in force to control their bodies, and they used their minds to control our minds. Neither side was really happy with this deal because it was a compromise. But today, women don't need compromise. They are playing for keeps and want the whole prize for themselves. Communists always say that the wealthy control the means of production, and therefore they need it to be stopped. But the workers are actually the real means of production. Nothing gets done without them. Once the workers had the means of production, they produced as little as possible. Or they just pretended to produce because they would get paid either way by the government. Today's men are increasingly like factory workers under communist regimes. We're producing less and less, and the Great Resignation is picking up steam. Because we increasingly recognize that there's no point in putting effort into a system that's morally and soon to be financially bankrupt. Or women that are spiritually, physically, and emotionally bankrupt that also want to control our behavior and label everything we say that they don't like as nothing more than hate speech. It's women's instinct for survival to control us. They controlled us throughout history, but they at the least were feminine and gave us offspring. Today that's no longer the case. Today they want to rule over us with their iron fupas. Any man with healthy masculinity wants to be in charge of his own destiny. That's why healthy masculinity is now being called toxic. Because if men feminize themselves, then they're easier to control by masculine-minded women. If you go back to the early Neolithic period, you can see that it was women that were the ones in charge of society back then, because most of the art was all about fat fertility goddesses, much the same way that today we're seeing advertising promoting women that are large and in charge. Hunter-gatherer tribes were mainly matriarchal, but once tribes united in larger nations, then men needed to plan together in order to ensure their nation survived against other larger nations. So men were forced to take charge and basically become logical and organized. I think that the post-World War II peace and the age of fossil fuels and energy providing easy living for all have created this situation and this mess. Men don't need to worry about survival with regards to foreign foes. It's more rewarding pursuing hedonism instead of a better future. Good times make weak men, but good times also make bossy women. Women that are like Grand Moff Tarkin, and the more they squeeze us men to do what they want us to do, the more we slip through their slimy little fingers. They probably didn't figure out that we would start walking away from an unjust society that they had basically subverted for themselves. If we can't have responsibility with a little bit of respect and authority, then we'll just walk away and go our own way when it comes to the effort that we put out. I strongly believe that the Great Resignation has a lot to do with men no longer forming families anymore and therefore not working as many long hours, doing the whole early retirement thing, and this puts pressure on the labor market, forcing corporations to pay higher wages. This is the main reason MGTOW is awful for the establishment. On top of that, they actually have to hire more women for jobs they aren't even qualified for, to work on projects many of them can't do. Men, self-respecting men, when presented with the choice of working themselves to death for low pay, won't do it if there's no family and no love on the other side. So that's why we have MGTOW in the West, laying flat in China, herbivore men in Japan, and the dishwashing movement in South Korea. Women will continue to gain political and financial power, and men will keep retreating into their own shrinking worlds that women will try and encroach upon and control. Women will make up the majority of politicians and CEOs, and men will keep walking away until supply chains continue to fail and inflation rages out of control. Then women will be left in authority to clean up the mess. Can they do that when they no longer control men at that point? Who knows? I think we all know the answer to that. But if and when they fail, they'll blame men for being selfish and not doing our part. If it gets that bad, I suspect that many men will start creating their own Bitcoin citadels as women in charge of central banks print their currencies into oblivion. Then the men with crypto will come back and buy up all the cheap property and assets once the women run things into the ground. The problem with Gravemind's suggestion of putting up barriers for women so that they are forced to stay feminine and marry is that women are gaining more and more power. They're going to have an impossibly hard time giving that up. It's not going to happen unless they are destitute. All men have to do to burn civilization to the ground is to do nothing. Taming women with order and etiquette won't work either, because they want to be promiscuous and indulge their hedonism by nature. Once you give women a taste of those things, it's impossibly hard to take it back. Are you really going to tell them that they have to settle down for some beta male and stop licking all those strange new coccycles out there? The only way to fix things is for new generations of women to be born without their current privileges, that don't know any better, so therefore, they'll be more likely to take on traditional female roles. But once again, I don't want that, and most of you guys listening don't want that either, especially if it forces men into marriage again. Feminism freed men more than it freed women, and women haven't figured this out yet. When they do, they'll try new ways to control us, as if taking away our freedom of speech online wasn't bad enough. Men are encouraged to do things in our own best interest without women even realizing it yet. I suspect they thought that men were always going to be too horny to resist them. They didn't seem to think we were smart enough to do a cock-benefit analysis and figure out that their junglies are no longer worth the squeeze. If that eventually sinks in and they run the government, expect censorship to ramp up to Stalin proportions, as they have a collective conniption fit. Women need to control men so that we don't get exposed to materials that red-pill us, and that set us free. They need to control us sexually so we keep coming back, but fapping material has set us free as well. But they won't ban it because they profit from it. Grave mind again, there's no way to make women traditional again and take away their rights because they're getting their hands on the reins of power. Nor would I actually want to take away their rights, even though I know sure as hell they would want to take away mine. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to SD MGTOW for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women will probably put us in prison and smash the door shut because we aren't interested in smashing them up their butts. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that are not willing to compromise by handing back some of their new privileges, even if it means the collapse of civilization away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.